Ryan, you got one big fan here that's probably even happier than you are. Can you explain this? You played a lot of football in your life. Can you explain this one?
Never been a part of anything like this before, man. It's surreal, but you know what? We can't be satisfied with this. We got to get ready to go next week.
You guys are almost speechless on it.
I mean, you got 27 seconds left in the game. The things that believe, but you got to believe. And, it happened, man. I mean, what else can you say? We gotta gear up this week, and we got a tough opponent ahead of us. So that's what it's about. We gotta make sure we get our minds right,
breathe,
and get ready for it.
What's it like when you see the Diggs going down? You know it's a touchdown.
Man, I mean, the first thing you do is you're in shock. And the second thing you do is look for penalty flags. And then the third thing is everything goes blank.
You know, when Brees does what he does, he puts him up with a 1:34 left. What was it like walking down the field? What did you feel like walking up the field after that?
I mean, you know, they did a great job coming back in the second half. They did, made some adjustments at halftime. But they were able to make some plays, and that's what Brees does. I mean, he's lost that good quarterback. I mean, you just got to keep playing. At the end of the day, that's what you got to do.
When Zendejo went out, what did that do to you?
I mean, obviously you want to have every one of your guys out there, but it's a game of football. Sometimes you're going to have guys go down. We had Shamar go down tonight. But you want those guys out there. You want your team all the way in the battle with you. When they go down, you know, the next man's got to step up. And everybody's got to pick up the slack. So we got to do a better job in it next week.
Ryan, the stop on 3rd and 1, they forced him to kick the field goal with 27 seconds left. With you and Anthony had the tackle. What did you see on that play?
Were you practicing?
I just tried to run the ball up the middle, and man, we just up front. We just tried to gain penetration. Our linebackers came downhill. And, you can't see any tape yet or anything like that. But that's just kind of what I feel happened. We were able to make a stop.
It looked like Anthony kind of blitzed off the edge. You guys knew there was going to run somewhere between the tackles?
I mean, it's 1 yard. I mean, you don't know it, but you kind of got to figure they're going to try to run it. They've got two really good running backs back there. They had Ingram back there. I believe it was. We just made the play.
Brian, was there a moment for you at the end before your offense took the field again that you're thinking not again to the Saints? Different situation.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a moment. Like I said, you got to believe. And I believe in this offense. And you know what? All the haters can say what they want about our offense. They picked up slack for us tonight. I mean, they won the game for us. So we got to play much better in the second half. And hats off to those guys. They had our backs tonight.
Where does this match up for you in terms of games, crazy games?
I don't think it does. I mean, this is the craziest game I've ever been a part of. It's the most intense game I've ever been a part of, and had the best ending I've ever been a part of. So, thank God for that.
What's the range of a...